any more than I heard when you asked me about a male. I suppose one can be obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, one can be. I suppose one can be obsessed and completely inactive too. So
these are really very broad questions. Anything is.
Sure, no, but you're using the way I hear and use those terms. Nymphomaniac means to me someone who has got a deep psychological problem. Mm-hmm. It's not a question of how often a person engages in sex.
So you wouldn't have a particular
name? No, I don't think so.
And would you have a name for a sexually indiscreet female? In high school, the boys might have said she's a...
Oh, and if you want me to go back and try and redo that, I was thinking about for today.
Well,
for
today if you have.
So she says she's indiscreet, she's loose. Yeah, I probably would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's curious, because one wouldn't for the man. No, your sexist interrogation is quite valid, yeah. She's loose. She's easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call an ugly boy or man?
God, is he ugly. I mean, what would I say? I don't have a name for such
Do you have a name for an ugly girl or woman?
A dog. Isn't
okay.
that awful? Jeez. A brick.
Brick?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Never heard that one before.
Now, that was when I grew up, when we were in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cow.
Uh-huh.
That's awful. Okay.
How about a very attractive boy or man?
I'd say he's really fine looking guy, is what I would say.
Alright. How about an attractive girl or woman?
I would say she is lovely, she's beautiful. I might say she's a fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
She's a fox.
What would you call a bookish person, somebody who reads all the time?
It depends, you see. Because someone who reads a great deal and I respect...
Well, let's assume that you don't respect them. What would you call them?
As if they read and did nothing else, had no other kind of...